Good morning. It's 7:41. Let's invite Jim DeGraff to join us now. It'll be our men's bowling report, and it's brought to you as it has been the entire season by Zeeland Lanes on East Washington in Zeeland and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency Coop and Burr on WHTC.com and also, as always, on this very radio station, 1450 WHTC. Good morning, Jim. We only have a few reports left, but it's nice to hear you this morning. How are you?
Well, doing well, Dan. As I mentioned to you last week, I'm calling you from beautiful sunny Florida, and I'm sitting by the pool this morning watching an absolute beautiful sunrise coming up this morning. It's currently 67 degrees here.
Well, that's all we have to hear from Jim DeGraff this morning. We'll talk to him next week.
It's going to reach 81 degrees today, Dan, so I'm kind of thawing out after all those bitter cold temperatures that we've had.
Good for you, sir. That's outstanding. That is absolutely outstanding.
As I mentioned to you last week, March 1 and March 2 were the completion of our men's and women's city tournament. And last week, I really worked hard on doing the distribution of the prize fund, which was just over $11,000. So everybody got paid last week, so they were really happy to receive those tournament winnings.
Nothing like payday.
Exactly. I want to take a look at some of the high games and high series that took place during the tournament. Our high game was bowled by Tim Woodwyk, who actually bowled a 298 in his singles event. Tim actually had a record-high series of 743 with his handicap, gave him a total of 894, which was a new city tournament record. Also, some of the other high games in the event, Steve Davis bowled a 286 in the singles event. Todd Grams had a 280 game in the team event. Seth Bauman with a 280 in the doubles event. We had several 279 games. They were bowled by Kurt DeYoung, Jim DeYoung, Nick Smith, Ken Perry, Jason Rowe, and Scott J. Smith. In the high series of the tournament, in the team event, Seth Bauman had the highest series of the tournament, which was a 773. Kurt DeYoung with a 768 and a 763. Joe Cote, the first weekend of the tournament, had a 755 in the singles event, which actually won that division in singles actual. Jack Wiest with a 749. We had two bowlers with 746, and they were Matt Courtney and Ken Perry. Several bowlers with 744 series. They were Scott Smith, Jeremy Duran. Scott actually had two series of 744. And as I mentioned, Tim Woodwyk with a 743. In the some tournament records that took place during the five-week event. Christopher Crock and John Bauman took over a new doubles handicap score of 1672. As I mentioned, Tim Woodwyk with a new tournament record in singles with an 894. Winning in the doubles scratch with a 1474 was Jeremy Duran and Seth Bauman. As I mentioned, Joe Cote was our single scratch winner with 755. Jeremy Duran captured the all-events handicap with a 2390 score, and that's back-to-back championships in all events for Jeremy Duran. Ken Perry was our winner in the senior division with an 808 single score, and Doug Miedema and Steve Walters were our senior doubles winners with the total of 1498. In the ladies' side of the tournament, which Mary Beverly will share tomorrow, we actually had a new prize category in the senior event there, so we surprised a few seniors that bowled in the women's tournament with some prize checks last week as well. Dan, this is a year that it seems like the last one or two pins have been a little bit difficult to fall, where our total number of 300 games are down a little bit, but our 11 strikes in a row awards, which is actually a new crystal trophy that USBC is presenting, those numbers are up. In fact, two more of those awards are being presented from the scores this past week. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City with a 299 game. Ron Chrisman Jr. from Sweet 16 with a 290. So both of those bowlers will be receiving the crystal awards from USBC. Bowling a 288 this week was Mark Bachman from Tri-City. With a 288, Mike Mulder from Tri-City with a 284. We had three bowlers this week with 279s, Troy Lutz from Zeeland Monday Trios, Todd Carson from Northland Select, and Steve Branson from Tri-City. Bowling a 278 this week was Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers. And then finishing up our top 10 this week for week number 27. Bowling 268s, two bowlers, Steve Walters from Northland Select and Kevin Pardue from West Ottawa. In the high series for week number 27, Steve Branson from Tri-City with a 768. Scott J. Smith from Northland Select with 761. Ron Chrisman Jr., along with his 290 game, had a 751 series in the Sweet 16 League. Dale Newberry from Zealand Monday Trios with a 748. Todd Carson from Northland Select with 746. Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers bowling a 745. Todd Grams from Tri-City with 741. Jim DeYoung from George Baker Twin Village League with a 727. Jack Dozeman from Zealand Suburban with 721. Chris Brummels out of the West Ottawa League with 719. Jeff Neve from Zealand Monday Trios with 718. Tom Foster from George Baker Twin Village League with 717. Mike Vanderbosch from Northland Select with 716. Mike Mulder from Tri-City with a 709. Carl Formsma from Zealand Suburban bowled a 708 this past week. Steve Walters from Northland Select with 707. Jack Weiss from Tuesday Night Community with 706. Ken James from Zealand Monday Trios with a 701. And Kurt DeYoung from the BML finishing up our 700 series for the week with an even 700. Well, Dan, that's going to wrap us up for this week, and we will be wrapping up the season in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And we once again thank you for the opportunity for sharing bowling highlights along the Lakeshore.
Absolutely, Jim, as always. And it seems like spring snuck up on us, but you're not in spring. You're in full-fledged summer down in Florida. You enjoy your break and enjoy the rest of the sunshine in Fort Lauderdale, sir.
Very good, Dan. We'll talk to you next week, Monday.
All right. Thanks, Jim.